Good morning, everybody, my brothers and sisters.
感谢主又带领我们有平安的一个礼拜。
We want to thank Lord, we have a peaceful week again.
牧师也谢谢很多弟兄姐妹在过去的一段时间有很多很多的祷告。
And I want to thank you, all the brothers and sisters, for the past week, you have a lot of prayer.
不仅的孩子父母同时也为着医生护士祷告。
And we know you pray is not for your families, your fathers, your mother, or your relatives, but you also pray for all the physicians and the nurses.
圣经告诉我们说义人祷告的是大有功效。
Because the Bible tells us, if you're a righteous man, when you pray, God will hear us.
所以我们继续更多的祷告。
So that us, we can pray more.
现在小组的这个功用就很重要了。
So right now, we can see this how important for our small group, the group.
Yeah, 牧师也拜托小组长、小组的弟兄姐妹更多的关怀啊，你小组的很多福音朋友。
As the pastor, I want to encourage all the cell group in this special time, you need to pay attention.To engage group member, especially for the one is the seeker.
打个电话问候他们。
Please, to call them to ask them how they are doing.
多一点关心。
And have more care for them.
因为在未来的日子啊，这个经济的压力会很大。
Because we know in the coming days, the most people have a lot of financial burden right now.
很多人会失业。
A lot of people will lose their job.
很多人的心情会非常的忧郁。
And a lot of people will feel depressed.
所以现在正是我们好好的去关怀这些有需要的朋友。
So right now this is the opportunity we can care more about it.
那么如果你有机会的话，你可以和亲朋好友交流的时候。
If you have this chance opportunity when you communicate with your friends or relatives.
很自然，我强调很自然的会提到圣经。
So naturally, you were talking about the Bible.
那圣经到底有什么特点呢
？So what is the characteristic of the Bible?
最大的特点就是上帝开出来的每一张支票都兑现。
The biggest feature is that every check issued by God have been cashed out.
绝对没有一张会跳票。
There was absolutely no check bounce.
在耶稣基督降生500年以前，有一位先知名叫撒加利亚。
500 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, there was a prophecy. His name is Zechariah.
当时他说了一句话，在撒加利亚书的9:9。
At that time, he said one sentence we can see on the Zechariah, the chapter 9:9.
他说。西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of the Lion! Shout, daughter of the Jerusalem! See.Your king comes to you, righteous and heavy salvation, gentle and riding on the donkey, on the colt, the foal of a donkey.
各位朋友，这可是在主降生以前500年所说的话。
And my friend, this is what was said 250 years before the birth of the Lord.
然而，这个预言完全应验在耶稣基督的身上。
And this prophecy was fulfilled by Jesus.
重点就是，耶稣本来就是宇宙万物的大君王。
And the key point is Jesus is really the King of the universe.
耶稣来的目的就是要拯救我们嘛。
And the purpose of his coming is to save us.
那今天是基督教的中树节。
Today is the Christian Palm Sunday.
事实上呢，这一个礼拜是最神圣的一周。
This week is the most sacred week.
因为主耶稣从骑着小驴驹进城，一直到他上十字架受死，还有复活，都在这一个礼拜发生了。
Because from the Lord Jesus riding into the city on a little donkey until he went to the cross, and then the resurrection will happen just in this way.
当然今年不同于往年了。
Of course, this year is different from the last year.
因为这个病毒传染在这么严重的时候。
When the virus infection is so serious,
可能很多人会问呢。
Maybe a lot of people will ask.
我们真的还能够庆祝这个棕树节吗？
Can we really celebrate the Palm Sunday?
答案是可以庆祝的。
The answer is, of course, yes, we can.
因为只有耶稣才是人类真正的盼望嘛。
Because Jesus is the real hope of our humanity.
这个真理很重要。
And this truth is very important.
允许我再说一遍。
And then allow me to say it again.
只有耶稣基督才是人类真正的盼望。
Only Jesus is the real hope of our humanity.
所以再厉害的病毒也不能阻挡我们来庆祝这个棕树节。
So no matter how powerful the virus is, it cannot stop us from celebrating the Palm Sunday.
那么既然啊名称叫棕树节，我们就先来理解一下棕树的背景。
Since we call it the Palm Sunday, so let us first understand the background of the palm tree.
请大家注意看诗篇九十二篇十二节。
I want everybody pay attention on the song, the 92 verse 12.
一人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The righteous will flourish like the palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of the Lebanon.
诗人形容说一人。就是义人要发旺如棕树。
The points that they're talking about, the righteous will grow like a cedar.
可见这个棕树呢，就是象征义人的兴旺。
So actually, the palm tree is the symbol of the prosperity of the righteous.
在旧约时代，犹太人就拿着这个棕树叶呢，作为一个快乐啊、欢喜的象征。
In the Old Testament times, the Jews used this palm leaf as the symbol of the happiness.
特别是当犹太人在庆祝祝棚节的时候
，especially when the Jews celebrate the feast of the Tabernacle.
那这个啊，犹太人呢就用棕树的叶子来搭做这个棚子呢，来纪念神的拯救。
The Jew they used the palm trees and the leaf to make the shed, and the purpose is to commemorate the salvation of God.
所以来提醒百姓要常常感谢赞美神。
So it reminds the people we need to thank and praise God of them.
后来甚至在耶路撒冷圣殿的门上和墙上呢，都雕刻着棕树的造型。
Later, even the doors and walls of the temple in Jerusalem were covered with the palm tree.
就是要提醒大家神的恩典。
And it is used to remind everyone of the grace of God.
所以我们不能够忘记呢，就是棕树节的这个主角呢，就是耶稣。
Therefore, we cannot forget the main character of the Palm Sunday is Jesus.
庆祝棕树节的焦点就是耶稣基督他自己。
So the focus of our celebration is the main character is the Jesus himself.
在马可福音十一章那里呢？
The book of the Mark, the chapter 11.
就是当耶稣骑着小驴驹进入耶路撒冷的时候呢
？When Jesus entered Jerusalem on the donkey.
哇，当时的百姓非常的这个热闹啊，欢迎夹道啊，哎，耶稣进来了。
And people at that time they all say welcome.
哦，他们手里面都拿着这个棕树枝啊，大声挥舞着说：“何塞纳，何塞纳。”
And they are holding the palm branch and waving, say, Hosanna, Hosanna.
和尚那的意思就是哦，来拯救吧，现在就来拯救吧。
Hosanna means to save us now.
那当时的群众为什么这么热烈的来欢迎主耶稣呢？
Why did the people at that time welcome the Lord Jesus?
因为百姓在过去看见主耶稣行了许许多多的神迹奇事嘛。
Because the people have seen the Lord perform many miracles and wonders in the past.
所以他们当然要推选耶稣做他们的王呢。
Of course, the people want to elect Jesus as king.
何况当时的以色列人呢，都在罗马政府的统治下面。
And especially at that time, they are under the Rome government.
老百姓都知道，哇，耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱5000人呢。
And the people know at that time that Jesus was able to use the loaves, the 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed the 5,000 people.
很多的百姓又看见耶稣是瞎子得看见，瘸子能够走路。
And Jesus can also make the blind see and the lame walk.
难怪他们就拼命的挥舞这个棕树枝来表达欢迎耶稣，要永立他做王。
Therefore, the people expressed their warm welcome with waving palm tree. They want to elect Jesus as their king.
热烈到一个程度，甚至把他们的衣服都脱下来啊，铺在这个地上，让耶稣的驴子走过。
And they expressed their warm welcome. Even they spread their cloaks on the road and let Jesus walk on it.
可见那一个欢迎热烈的程度到了极点。
So we can see how big they are welcome to Jesus.
啊，你看马可11:9这样说。
Let's see the chapter, the book of Mark, chapter 11, the verses 9.
前行后随的人都喊着说：“何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。”
Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna!" Blessed is the who comes in the name of the Lord.
用今天的话说，他们就是耶稣的粉丝啊。
So if we in today's word, they are the fans of Jesus.
但是这个粉丝呢，不是钢铁粉丝。
But this the fans is not the the permanent fans, the iron fans.
因为不到5天的时间，他们完全变了。
But it is pity that it takes less than 5 days they have changed.
同样的这一批百姓呢，竟然都要钉死主耶稣啊。
The same people were going to crucify the Lord Jesus.
为什么会有这么大的反差呢？
Why is there such a big contrast?
从这个故事中，我们到底学到什么功课呢？
What do we learn from this story?
原来大部分的群众常常都是盲目的。
It turns out that the most of the masses are blind.
你从人类的历史当中都会发现，大部分常常这个群众都是很盲从的。
From the past history, we will find out actually most of the masses they are blind.
他们是如此的憎恨、讨厌耶稣，甚至要把耶稣钉死。
And they truly hate Jesus, and to the point they want to crucify Jesus.
不到五天的时间。
And it's less than 5 days.
他们宁可这个要求释放一个强盗，也不愿意释放主耶稣。
And they are willing to relieve the robbers instead of Jesus.
但是主耶稣并没有责备他们。
But Jesus did not blame them.
当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus, crucified on the cross,
主耶稣第一句话还是为这些百姓，为这些钉他的人祷告。
And Jesus even prayed for them, even on the cross.
这就显明了耶稣充满了怜悯和恩慈。
And this shows that Jesus is really full of the kindness and compassion.
那今天的问题是中树节和我们这么严重的疫情到底有什么关系呢？
And the question is, what does the Palm Sunday have to do with our severe pandemic?
关系非常重大。
This is matter.
因为我们一直在打一场看不见的战争。
Because we have been fighting an invisible war.
就是这个属灵的战争嘛。
And this is the spiritual war.
因为这个属灵的战争直接间接影响我们的身体和心灵的健康。
And because this is the war, it directly impacts the healthy of mind and body and soul.
而且这场战争非常难打。
And this is the difficult battle.
相信大多数人能够理解
And I believe everyone understands it.
就是一切的病毒都是从人犯罪开始
And we know all the virus is the origin from the human sin.
那你说怎么办呢
So what can we do?
感谢神
Praise Lord.
因为我们有主我们就有希望
Because if we have the Lord, we have the hope.
我们需要从一个宏观的角度就比较容易理解
So it can be understood from the micro perspective.
我们来看下一张的图片。
Let's see the next slide.
有三个层次。
And there's a three level.
最上面就是我们的主耶稣。
The top level is our God.
这个表明耶稣他是永远掌管宇宙万物所有一切的大君王。
So it shows our God who is the king of all the universe.
再下来的一层呢，就是撒旦现在暂时掌管的地球。
And the next level is the Satan, who is in charge of the earth temporary.
约翰福音十章十节，大家都很熟了。
At the John chapter 10 and 10, the verse 10.
那你说到撒旦来就是要毁坏、杀害人类。
They talk about the Satan come is only to kill and destroy the humankind.
所以撒旦魔鬼会用一切的方法来攻击人类。
So the Satan evil will attack the human by all means.
所以圣经常常提醒我们要有高度属灵的警觉。
So the Bible reminds us very often we need to be the highly alert.
那么再下来一层呢，就是人类一切的日常的生活活动。
And you can see on the bottom is the daily activity of the human being.
那我要强调的呢，这个包括人的心思意念嘛。
So, it includes all the human's mind and thought.
我们人的心思意念不是受到神的带领，就会受到世界潮流的影响。
If all the people's mind and thoughts are not led by God.They will be affected by the trend of the world.
而世界潮流影响的背后就是撒旦的手。
And behind the world trend is the Satan.
而且我个人也相信，当神造伊甸园的时候是没有新冠病毒。
In addition, I personally believe that when God created the garden of the Eden, there's no coronavirus there.
因为在创世纪里面
Because in the Genesis,
上帝一连说了五个好
God said it was good five times.
最后一次他说甚好
And at the last one, he said it was very good.
所以在人没有犯罪以前，那真的是伊甸园，真的是人间的天堂嘛。
So before the sin,That was really the paradise on the earth.
我不相信那个时候有新冠病毒。
And I don't believe that time there was coronavirus.
但是当亚当夏娃一旦犯罪了
But because the Adam and Eve, they committed sin.
整个的世界就变天了。
And the whole world had been changed.
所有的坏事都来了。
And all the bad things have happened.
所以我们理解到撒旦真的是很可怕的。
So Satan is very scary.
圣经清楚地告诉我们嘛
The Bible tells us very clearly.
神的国和鬼的国一直在征战。
The kingdom of the God and the kingdom of the Satan have been fighting.
事实上，从伊甸园一直打到今天，没有停止。
And actually, this fighting is continuous from the Garden of the Eden until now.
征战的地方就在我们人的。心思意念里面嘛。
So where is the battlefield? The battlefield is inside our mind and our thought.
而且越打越激烈。
And this is fighting is more serious.
彼得前书五章八节那里提醒我们说嘛。
On the first Peter chapter 5 and the verses 8.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like the roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
可见撒旦是随时随地在寻找可以吞吃的人。
So absolutely, it's clearly here. The Satan, your enemy, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
今天为什么有一些人啊都要想发这个灾难财呢？
Why does anyone want to make the fortune in this difficult time?
道理很简单嘛。
And the reason is very simple.
因为他们的想法就是此时不赚，何时赚呢？
Because their idea is that there's no other better time to make the money.
另外一个相反的例子。
Another opposite example.
一个意大利72岁的神父，他被感染了新冠病毒。
An Italian 72 years old priest, he was infected with the virus.
但是他主动的把这个呼吸器呢，啊，去让给一个年轻的病人。
He took the initiative to let a ventilator be used by the young patient.
所以我们就发现一个人的观念是何等重要。
We find how important a person's perception is.
一个人观念的形成是因为他背后的价值观、道德观、人生观、金钱观等等造成的。
The perception of the person is formed because of the value, morality,the life view and the money view behind it.
对于神的儿女来说，塑造我们正确的观念就是这一本圣经。
To the children of the God, it is the Bible that shapes our correct idea.
可见神的话对我们是何等重要呢？
So this shows how important God's word is to us.
大家都很熟悉的主导文。
And everybody, we are familiar with the Lord's Prayer.
第一句就说我们在天上的父，愿你的国，你的国降临嘛。
It starts like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come.
这里就特别强调愿神的国，就是耶稣基督的国要降临到人间嘛。
So the first sentence is emphasized the God's kingdom come.
大家都知道国度肯定要有三个条件呢。
And we know there are three elements of the kingdom.
第一个你要有国民，第二个你要有国土，第三个你一定要有国王。
The three elements, the first one is people, the second one is land, the third is the king.
感谢神，圣经说我们是天上的国民。
Praise the Lord because the Bible says we are citizens of the heaven.
感谢神，因为他要赐给我们一个新的耶路撒冷圣城。
Praise the Lord, because the God said He wanted to give us the new Jerusalem city.
那最棒的是耶稣基督要做我们的大君王啊。
And the best thing is that Jesus will be our king.
所以每当我们想到主的应许的时候，我们就有盼望，我们就有力量了。
And every time we think about God's promise, they can make us we feel we have the strength by God.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹，这一段时期你多多分享神的国。
So I encourage the brother sister during this difficult time, we should share the kingdom of the God.
连福音朋友都同意嘛，人的国最后都会过去的。
And I believe a lot of the secret they believe, the kingdom of the human, it will pass eventually.
而且鬼的国最终一定垮台。
And we know the kingdom of the devil eventually will be corrupt.
鬼的国一定会被主耶稣所消灭。
And the kingdom of the devil eventually will be destroyed by our God.
所以今天信息强调的重点就是耶稣是宇宙的大君王。
So the most important message today is to emphasize that Jesus is the great king of the universe.
他才是真正的掌权者。
He is the one who truly in control.
这个真理太重要了。
And this is the very important truth.
因为这可以帮助我们面对各种的苦难、各种的病毒、各种的压力嘛。
Because these truths can help us to face all the difficulty at this time.
我们的信心是建立在耶稣基督自己身上。
Because our faith in the Lord of Jesus.
世人说洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华坐着为王。
Because the Bible tells us, even when the flooding time, our God still sits on the throne.
因此，撒旦他只是暂时的嚣张一下。
So God just makes Satan arrogant for the while.
啊，撒旦认为他很厉害啊。
And Satan thought he's very powerful.
没错。
Yes, he is.
因为鬼也有相当的能力嘛。
And because we know the Satan, sure, he has his power.
因此我们也不要小看了鬼的国度、啊、
So we should not underestimate the power of Satan.
因为在这个末世的时代，鬼的国度也是不断的在扩大。
And because at the end of this world, the kingdom of the devil is constantly expanding.
迷惑许许多多的人。
And confusing the thousands of the people.
而且将来敌基督一定会出现。
And the Antichrist will appear.
有一天只要人没有666的印记，你是买不到东西的。
And one day when the people, if you do not have the seals of the 666, you cannot buy anything.
而666表示属于撒旦的人、啊、
And wherever you got the seal of the 666, this very number, you are belong to Satan.
换句话说，真正的大逼迫还没有来到。
In other words, the real persecution has not yet come.
所以牧师鼓励你啊，去看一下启示录，你就知道。
So, as the pastor, I encourage everybody to read the Revelation.
我并不是要吓大家哈，完全没有这个意思。
My intention is not to scare everybody.
但是我必须把启示录的内容正确、忠实的。表达出来。
But I must express the content of the revelation correctly.
如此，我们大家才能够提高属灵的警觉。
And only in this way, we can everyone be alert.
基督徒需要有属灵的危机意志。
We are the Christian, we need to have a spiritual sense of crisis.
就是我常常强调的，要居安思危。
And this is the peace of mind that I emphasize.
因为这个属灵的征战，每天其实每天都在打。
And because that is the spiritual war we fight every day.
如果当这个疫情啊过了以后
，And after this pandemic,
那我们的生活是不是回到以前一样了呢
？Are we going back to the same as before?
九月一号啊，我们这个 Louisville 呢要。恢复我们这个啊 Derby 啊这个赛马大会了。
On September 1st, the Louisville City will plan to host our Derby festival.
那是不是我们就继续马照跑，舞照跳，酒照喝呢
？So at that time, are we still the horse racing, the dancing, drinking?
我们是不是又恢复到以前非常安逸舒适的日子呢
？Can everyone go back to the days when they are comfortable?
可能没有要多久啊，大家是不是就忘记了这一个惨烈的这个病毒的悲剧呢
？And if the at that time we will forget how we go through this tough time.
求主怜悯我们。
So we pray, may the Lord have the mercy on us.
也请你千万不要误会我的意思。
Please do not get me wrong.
谁都希望过一个安定的日子。
Everyone wants a stable living.
这个没有问题的。
And there's no problem.
但是安定和过度追求的享乐是不同的。
However, living stably and pursuing the pleasure, these are different.
因为有一天耶稣基督他会再来。
Because one day the Lord Jesus will come back.
那个时候我们怎么样向主去交账
？So how can we pay the debt to our Lord?
所以现在我们要做什么呢
？So what we should do right now?
啊，我们看一下下面的 PowerPoint.
So let's see the slide, the next slide.
我们现在要做的就是爱主所爱，恨主所恨。
right now we need to love what the Lord loves, hate what the Lord hates.
恨恶罪恶，爱恨分明。
Hate wickedness, discern love and hatred.
这一次很多人都看到美国面临这么大的这一个灾难的时候呢。
And especially during this time, many people saw our country was in need.
竟然有六万个医生护士呢回应这个需要。
And there are 60,000 physicians and nurses responding to this need.
他们都异口同声，只说了一句话。
They all spoke in unison.
I will come.
I will come.
很简单的一句话就表达了他们的行动嘛。
A very simple sentence expressed their action.
有的医生还有护士，他们甚至先写下遗书的。
And some physicians and nurses, even they wrote the suicide note.
因为他们不知道他们能不能够活着回家。
Because they do not know if they can come home alive.
所以我们除了感谢致敬以外，我们能做什么呢？
In addition to our appreciation and tribute, what we can do?
我们也应当回应一句吧。
So I guess we should reply to them.
就是 we will overcome by His grace.
We will overcome by His grace. 靠着神的恩典，我们能够克服它。
那很多人都希望这一次的疫情呢，可以大大的刺激我们灵命更加的成长。
And I believe a lot of people through this pandemic, we hope they can stimulate our spiritual growth.
所以我们真的要随时预备好自己。
So we really need to get ready ourselves.
不要像那十个童女中的那五个。
And in the parable of the 10 virgins, do not like the 5 foolish virgins.
当主耶稣回来的时候，那五个童女，他们手中没有油点灯了。
And the 5 foolish virgins, they took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them when the bridegroom Jesus came.
但是那另外的五个童女呢，他们手中就有油，就有灯。
But the 5 wise virgins,They took their lamp and oil.
因为他们随时都预备好了。
Because they are ready anytime.
我们知道有一天当主耶稣再回来的时候，
We know one day when Jesus comes.
他将带着千万的天使天军列天而降。
He will come down with a thousand of the angels.
显出他原有的威严、能力、权柄和荣耀嘛。
And showing his the majesty, honor, strength, and power.
那就是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
因为耶稣基督本来就是宇宙万物的大君王。
And because the Jesus is the king of our universe.
整个宇宙万物都是他所造的。
And because the whole universe is created by him.
时间和空间是他所开始的。
Time and space also start from him.
耶稣基督是昔在、今在、永在的神。
And Jesus our Lord is the Lord who is and who was and who is to come.
他是独一的真神。
And he is the only true God.
圣经说耶稣基督来就是要除灭魔鬼的作为嘛。
So the Lord Jesus, the purpose for the Lord Jesus come is to destroy the devil.
弟兄姐妹们。
And dear brother and sister.
在圣经里面讲到天国或者神的国一共有八十四次。
There are 84 times in the Bible about the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God.
今天我们就看一处在马太十三章四十七到四十八。
So let's read the book of the Matthew, the chapter 13, from the verse 47 to 48.
请大家注意看。
I want everybody pay attention.
四十七节。
Especially on the verse 47.
天国又好像网撒在海里，聚拢了各样水族，网系满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下，捡好的收在器具里面，将不好的丢弃了。
Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like the net that was laid down into the land and caught all kinds of fish.
天国像什么？
So what is the kingdom of heaven look like?
啊，这里用一个比喻呢，好像这个网撒在海里面呢，把各样的鱼类全部捞上来了。
Here's talk about the kingdom of heaven is like the net. There was laid down on the lake and caught all kinds of fish.
下面一个动作很重要。
So the next action is very important.
因为把好的留下来，将不好的鱼、不好的这个各种的海里的生物，不好的丢掉。
Because they keep the good one and they throw out the bad one.
现在我们就用已经解经的方式来看四十九到五十节。
So right now we are going to understand the Bible in the way of the Exodus. That's mean we use the scripture to explain the scripture. Let's read the verses from 49 to 50.
请注意第一句话。
And please pay attention to the first sentence.
世界的末了也要这样。
Because he is talking about it is the same way the end of the age.
我再强调一遍。
I want to emphasize one more time.
世界的末了也要像刚才说的一样。
This is how it will be at the end of the age.
天使要出来，从义人中把恶人分别出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
The angel will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace.Where there will be weeping and the gnashing of the teeth.
天使要出来。
And the angel will come.
当然是从神那里出来吗？
Of course the angels come from God.
因为天使是奉神的命令办事情的。
Because the angel act is based on the God's order.
然后把邪恶的人怎么样丢在火湖里面，在那里哀哭切齿。
And they throw the evil people into the fire.
大家看见世界一定有末了。
And everybody knows there will be the end of the world.
而且每一个人将来都要站在主耶稣面前接受他公义的审判。
Because in that day, everybody wants to stand before our Lord to receive the judgment.
弟兄姐妹们，我们从中树节讲到了天国的比喻。
And brothers and sisters, we talk about the parable of the kingdom of the heaven from the Palm Sunday.
目的就是要显明耶稣的确是唯一的掌权者。
The purpose is to show that Jesus is indeed the only person in power.
我们再回到今天的题目。
So let's come back to our topic.
疫情下的中柱节
the Palm Sunday during pandemic
可以庆祝吗？
Can we celebrate it?
当然可以嘛。
Of course we can.
啊，你不一定啊，在家里面啊，你也不一定有，你不一定要拿着中树枝来庆祝嘛。
You don't have to hold the palm branch or the leaves.
啊，因为庆祝是可以在你的心里面嘛。
Because you can celebrate inside your heart.
你的心里面是充满的盼望，因为你知道耶稣基督必定要回来。
In your heart, you look forward to the coming of the Lord.
如果牧师平常讲启示录的话，可能大部分人没有什么感觉吧。
And the usual time, if the pastor speak the revelation, not many people will be touched.
但是现在牧师讲启示录的时候呢，可能很多人就会有感觉了。
But right now, when we're speaking about the revelation, I believe that many people will feel it.
包括福音朋友在内，我们这个疫情的征战还有多久，没有人知道。
And include the seekers, because we don't know how long this pandemic will be.
2020, 全世界用一句话来形容的话，
If we want to use one word to describe the year 2020,
啊，不需要分什么美国啊、韩国啊，什么不需要去分国，就是全世界一句话来形容。
If we want to describe the whole world, we don't have to separate to the individual country. Just use one word to describe the year 2020, the whole world.
就是惨烈嘛。
So that is the cruel, or we can say the tragedy.
很多人都同意，真的是太惨。
So I believe everybody will say yes, it is a tragedy.
真的是啊，让我们经历到人类的一个浩劫嘛。
And this is the catastrophe of the human time we have experienced.
从我个人的这个角度来说，我不知道印度 将会变成什么样子。
And from me personally, I do not know how the India will become.
那我除了祷告，我还能做什么呢？
So, I don't know what I can do except for the praying for that.
我就会不断的激励、激发大家的爱心啊。
So I'm going to inspire everyone's love.
因为这个世界的确需要神的爱。
Because this world needs the love of God.
我就不断的要鼓励大家对主的信心嘛。
So I encourage everybody to have the faith in our Lord.
因为这个世界何等需要耶稣基督的福音嘛。
Because this world needs the gospel of Jesus.
这个福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Because it is the power of God, they bring the salvation to everyone who believes.
所以，当我们庆祝中树节的时候
，So when we say the prayer upon Sunday,
牧师真的要鼓励你
，And I want to encourage all the brothers and sisters
去告诉你的亲朋好友
，You have to tell your relative and friend
告诉你的同事，告诉你的老师，告诉你的同学。
And tell your co-worker, tell your teacher, tell your student.
福音就是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Because the gospel is the power of the God, they will bring salvation to everyone who believes.
因为除他以外，别无拯救嘛，在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
And because there's no salvation except Him.He is the only saver.
他是我们唯一的救主。
He is the only saver.
因为他是真正的大君王。
Because he is the truly king of the universe.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次恭恭敬敬来到你面前。
Dear Father, we want to come before you with silence.
我们诚实的悔改。
And we want to confess our sin.
我们求你赦免我们的过犯。
We ask you to forgive our sin.
求你按着你自己的怜悯来医治我们。
And we want to ask for your mercy to heal us.
求你为着你自己名的缘故来拯救我们。
We want to ask you to save us because of your name.
我们恳求你垂听我们众人的祷告。
We want to ask you to listen our prayer.
我们求你止息这个病毒的伤害。
We ask you to stop the injury from this pandemic.
我们真的是恳求你保守那些医生护士们。
We pray you can protect all the physicians and the nurses.
我们也求你赐下智慧给那些高科技的公司，能够快速的能够制造出更好更简单的呼吸器。
And we also pray you can give you the wisdom to the company that can make the ventilator.
我们承认我们原是不配的。
And we know we are not worthy.
但是主你是怜悯人的主。
But you are the merciful God.
为着你自己名的缘故来医治拯救我们。
And by your name, you will hear and save us.
我们感谢你垂听我们的祷告。
And we want to thank you for your hearing our prayer.
奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
And in the victory Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.